Hi, everybody. This is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. The other day, I was speaking to a group of airline airport executives, and the flight to get there was just super challenging. I got bumped from a flight. I tried to take another flight. It didn't work out. I ended up taking an Uber for 3 hours. It was just crazy. But it worked out. I mean, that kind of stuff happens. But then I thought, before I speak to these airline executives, I wanted to think about the fact that it is so stressful when people fly. People get nervous, they get angry, they get excited, they get anxious. It can be very uncomfortable because we're all empathic beings. We have empathy. We feel through our mirror neurons what other people are experiencing. So we can go to the airport and we're totally cool. But if we're surrounded by a bunch of anxious other people, it can make things worse. So I bring all of this up to say that I wrote what I call a traveler's creed that I like to read now before I go to the airport. Here we go. Or while I'm at the airport waiting to get on the plane. Here's what I say to myself. I am about to get into a flying, compressed tube with a bunch of stressed, haggard, and frightened human beings. Every one of them is afraid they have forgotten something, is on high alert because of justified security threats, is probably sleep-deprived, hungry, and worried about both things they have left undone and things they are about to do. The airport personnel who serve me endure such people constantly. Let me remember that my energy either enriches or depletes everyone I encounter. I will breathe deeply, smile consciously, be patient, and remember that everyone I meet is doing what they consider to be their best while they also endure every stress and struggle that is everyday human existence. I wrote that, and yet I have to tell you, I get a lot of peace from that. From reading that, reminding myself that I'm just about to do something that's very stressful. And by the way, that doesn't even take into account. You're flying. You're in the air. And so it is very, very stressful. And when we remember that others around us are equally stressed and doing their best, then we begin to take the light off of ourselves, shine it on other people. And in so doing, we actually become less stressed in the process. So give it a try. You'll find the description here in this blog post, and you're welcome to use it, to share it, and to read it whenever you go traveling, because you'll find it'll bring you peace. Enjoy today, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.